2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
FM and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. Partly cloudy. It's 73 degrees. KSL's top story. Utah stands to gain financially to the tune of $4 billion if we get the Winter Olympic Games in 2030. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
The report from the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute looked at all the new money the Games could bring into the state and found that the Games would have a $3.9 billion input. That would peak in 2030 and then drop off sharply in 2031 after the Games, so it would just be a temporary boost. It'd also mean a lot of jobs, but according to those leading the bid, when compared to 2002, we already have all the venues built, so it would mean fewer construction jobs and more for event organizers and operators.
The full economic impact report is at gardner.utah.edu. Senator Mike Lee is explaining his vote against a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. He told the Deseret News he asked for a federal watchdog who would steer the money where it would be needed most, but he favored a package worth half as much. Independent Senate candidate Evan McMullen says Senator Lee has chosen once again to abandon democracy and enable Russia. GOP candidate Becky Edwards says Lee's vote indicates he's not listening to his constituents' call for peace and Ukrainian support. After 3 months of war in Ukraine, Utah County Attorney David Levitt is there right now. This morning he told David Dujanovic here on KSL his visit is filled with sadness.
It's one thing to read about it in the newspaper. It's another thing altogether to be sitting knee to knee with a woman who says, you know, my husband didn't quite make it out of the house before the bomb hit.
Levitt has ties to Ukraine this trip. He's helping an anonymous donor select 500 families to support for the next year. Anyone can now see the reported atrocities carried out by Russian forces in Ukraine. Here at home, the State Department has launched a website that catalogs those atrocities.
It will shine a light on atrocities and is intended to contribute to eventual prosecutions in Ukraine's domestic courts, courts in third-party countries, U.S. courts, and other relevant tribunals.
That's a State Department spokesman. They think this website will help with any war crimes trials. The site is conflictobservatory.org. Finland and Sweden have hit a major roadblock in their campaign to join NATO. At least one NATO member says they're not welcome.
Turkey's president pulling the NATO welcome mat from Finland and Sweden, claiming both nations gave a home to Kurdish groups he claims are terrorizing Turkey. The U.S. wants both nations in NATO.
There was strong consensus for admitting Finland and Sweden into the alliance.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price not commenting on Turkey's opposition or what NATO might do if that country vetoes the request. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Baby formula news. First, the good news. Abbott will start making formula again. The bad news, it won't get to stores for weeks.
This is Jim Ryan. The severe shortage of baby formula has left families with infants searching for alternatives, including one of the nation's many human milk banks.
We're actually called a milk depot.
Tammy Sullivan of Houston Methodist Willowbrook Hospital says the effort to find milk donors has intensified as shelves are emptied of formula.
They have had a written interview, a phone interview with the milk bank. They've had a blood draw.
Donated milk is then frozen and distributed through a national network to women anywhere in the country. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Here in Utah, some types of formula are available. That's one of the messages from University of Utah doctors today.
U of U doctors say it's really the specialty formulas for babies with unique dietary needs that are in shortest supply, but they're also warning about some things not to do amid the shortage. They say, first, don't panic buy.
Absolutely no diluting of formula to make it last longer. No switches to goat's milk or other cow's milk formula.
Dr. Michelle Hoffman with the State Health Department says it is okay to switch formula brands. The taste may just be a little different. Utah's Milk Bank says having someone else breastfeed your baby is great in theory.
But we have to be very aware that it is not regulated and there aren't the protections that are put in place with a milk bank.
Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
Congressman Chris Stewart is joining on Senator Mike Lee's bill to help combat baby formula shortages. Their Formula Act, if passed, is supposed to help bolster the supply chain. Congressman Stewart says red tape is the reason for the crisis and removing it is the best way out. The Humane Society of Utah is now offering a $5,000 reward for any information that can lead police to the person who threw a dog out of a moving car last Friday. A bystander saw the two-month-old puppy, Malin, thrown from the car around 3300 South and 300 West. The Humane Society was able to raise enough money to treat Malin's injuries. A foster home will take the puppy in tonight and help her heal. KSL News Time 5:35. Terrible story, Ricky.
It is. It just hurts your heart to hear something like that.
Let's just change the subject. Yes. What's going on the roads?
Well, I'm afraid this isn't better. We have a new crash. This is northbound I-15, right about 2100 South. It is over to the left shoulder, but it is adding to the delays that we have reaching back to South Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.